Ukraine is going to have to wait. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. There is a delay in Washington approving an additional $40 billion in weapons and aid held up by Republican Senator Rand Paul, who says it's money we don't have, and he's pushing for a special inspector to monitor how it's spent.
We cannot save Ukraine by dooming the U.S. economy.
But Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says,
when you have a proposal to change a bill, you have to convince members to support it. The junior senator from Kentucky has not done that.
Any changes mean the bill would have to go back to the House for a second vote as the Biden administration presses for the package to become law before May 19.
Fox's Sean Langell. With COVID cases and hospitalizations rising lately, President Biden is also urging Congress
to provide emergency COVID-19 funding that is vital to protect Americans.
But that's being held up for now as Republicans blame nearly $2 trillion in spending last year for the rise in inflation. The president disagrees, and today he'll meet with police chiefs and mayors from many cities, urging them to allocate unspent COVID funding on law enforcement to fight rising crime. A day after North Korea acknowledged for the first time a COVID outbreak, it reports 6 deaths, 350,000 people being treated for a fever. North Korea has imposed a nationwide lockdown. 5 House Republicans have been subpoenaed by the Democrat-led committee investigating last year's Capitol riot, including Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and Congressman Andy Biggs.
I think the committee is illegitimate. I thought it was that way when it started.
Biggs tells Fox News he's not yet sure if he'll cooperate with the subpoena. The select committee says Biggs and other Republicans have relevant knowledge of events on or leading up to January 6th and activities related to the transfer of power.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Moms and dads across America are scrambling to feed their babies.
I've gone to 4 or 5 stores in a day looking for formula.
She's in Portland, Oregon. The shortage is nationwide. The Biden administration says it's working with retailers to trying to ease supply chain issues. A recall and an Abbott production shutdown also led to this. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Fox News. There is a hearing today on the COVID-era Trump border policy President Biden is trying to undo later this month, but a federal judge who put a hold on that temporarily will consider that issue again today. Republicans fear lifting the regulation that prevented some migrants from entering the U.S. illegally for health reasons will lead to a new surge at the border, and the Biden administration agrees.
The Department of Homeland Security expects an increase if Title 42 ends this month, but John Guiron, a former senior ICE attorney, warns the agency is already reporting a backlog.
It will definitely overwhelm an already overtaxed system within the country.
The warning comes as ICE reports recent processing delays and long lines outside facilities across Florida. Guiron says the crowds are made up of undocumented migrants who recently crossed the U.S. border. Title 42, the public health order launched in the pandemic, is set to end May 23rd. In McAllen, Texas, Caroline Elliott, Fox News.
For the fourth day in a row, gas hits a record high. Regulars up another penny. AAA's national average, $4.43 per gallon. Is also an all-time high again for diesel at $5.56. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising as markets also go up overseas, 1% across Europe, over 2% in Asia. After a mixed day, the Dow dropped another 103 points. The Nasdaq, though, gained 6. In the NBA playoffs, the Miami Heat advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals, eliminating the Philadelphia 76ers 99-90. And Dallas stays alive.
Ayton on the switch, picks up Doncic, and got cooked. Deep fry.
The Mavericks forced a Game 7 with the Suns, beating Phoenix 113-86 on ESPN. On the ice, The two-time defending Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning also stay alive, forcing a Game 7, beating Toronto in overtime. Boston and Edmonton also forced a seventh game in their series. St. Louis advanced, eliminating Minnesota. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.